Schweitzer, Hunter Biden tax case beginning of unraveling a full extent of the Biden-China relationship. By Pam Key on December 10, 2020. Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer said on Wednesday on Fox News Channel's Hannity that the Hunter Biden federal investigation for his taxes gave prosecutors an opportunity to gain access to foreign bank accounts, foreign transactions so they can start to unravel the full extent of the Biden relationship with the Chinese government. Partial transcript as follows. Hannity, now, remember, Peter Schweitzer, friend of this program. Well, he broke right here on this program his great book, Secret Empires in 2018, The Extent of Hunter's Dealings. Exposing how Hunter Biden inked these sweetheart deals one after another despite no experience, no qualifications, all while profiting off of his father's diplomacies overseas. And here to explain more and react to tonight's breaking news is Peter Schweitzer. My sources say this investigation has actually been ongoing since 2018. It is a real investigation and he may now be the target of an investigation and the news was about to break on this one way or another and it was going to be exposed. Let me ask you first about China. He said in that GMA interview I never got a penny from China. Was he lying? Schweitzer, well, he didn't get a penny from China. He got millions and millions of pennies from China. Yeah, he is absolutely lying. And the thing to keep in mind here, Sean, is there's a multitude of deals with China. You've got the $1.5 billion private equity deal where he joins the board and he gets an equity stake. You've got Rosemont Realty in which a Chinese company called Gemini with links to the Chinese military comes in and buys that firm. Hunter is involved in that deal. We know about the SFC activities. Part of the challenge here is we don't know the full extent of what Hunter Biden is doing because he had a myriad of accounts offshore, overseas. And what I would say, Sean, is let's keep in mind, this is being presented as a tax case. One of the reasons prosecutors would want to lead with a tax case is the United States has tax treaties with countries around the world that allows for a lot more broad information sharing when you're investigating a tax case than if you are investigating something else. So I don't think there should be any comfort to the Biden family that this is only a tax case. I think this sort of the camel's nose under the tent. This gives them an opportunity to gain access to foreign bank accounts, foreign transactions, etc., and we can start to unravel the full extent of the Biden relationship with the Chinese government. Hannity, between Burisma and China and the First Lady of Moscow, and Russian oligarchs, Ukrainian oligarch, Kazakhstan oligarchs, you blew this wide open in 2018. We did the first interview on radio and TV with you. I mean, I've got to give you a lot of credit. But now you see people like Senator Johnson and Grassley, they have now also followed up. I mean, it takes a long time to get to the bottom of it. First, imagine if your last name was Trump, and secondly, do you believe this is legal merit that if we follow the law, that there would be severe legal consequences? Because I do believe that. Schweitzer, yeah, I think there would be and I think, by the way, as this investigation goes forward, you have to turn this into an independent prosecutor. You know, whatever happens in the next 6 months, this is a highly politicized issue. You need to have somebody who is truly independent, who is not just a U.S. attorney, who could potentially be fired. And let me say, Sean, I mean, this is one of the most important stories I think politically that we have had in the last decade. You deserve a lot of credit. We did the first interview in January 2018. This grand jury was convened months later and I think it was a direct result of the attention you brought to the story. Hannity, well, you did all the hard work. And, by the way, for people that don't know about the Government Accountability Office, which you run, you go after Republicans and Democrats. You call balls and strikes and I've got to give you a lot of credit for that. And you are way ahead of the curve and I think finally everyone is catching up to you. Peter, great work as always. Thank you. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.